Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bob Baglione on guitar. Give it up for him. Show him some love. Come up, Bob. Bob and I have been knowing each other for a long time, and he's been one of my main guys here and helping me along with Carl Cohen on iwi and saxophone. These two guys have been my right-hand men for a number of years and stuck it out with me through the hard times until we got to this point. And I just want to tell you both, you guys, I love you with all my heart. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. On bass, this is my son over here. That's what I call my son. This is my heart over here. They call him Man. He's one of the baddest groovers. He's actually one of my teachers. He actually made me relearn how to play bass. And I love him with all my heart. He's like my protector, you know, and I love him. He's so awesome. Please give it up. This is Mr. Jawan Scott. They call him Man. Played with so many people. He's been here supporting me. And I thank you. I love you to death, bro. Much love. Much love. On the drums back here. You know how it is out here with us musicians. I'm going to just be honest. Some of us don't get the opportunities to play with a lot of people out here. And sometimes, you know, we don't know if it's because of, you know, what we do as musicians or, you know, or you're not in the right clique or something like that. And I'm about giving people chances. You know what I'm saying? Those that don't get a chance to get out there and get the credit they deserve. But I'm telling you, this cat, you better watch out for him. You better watch out for him. He's next in line. He's next in line. That's my dog back there. Give it up for Mr. T.Y. Bad dude, you're gonna hear him later on tonight. You're gonna tear this drum set up. I brought some extra skins for you, bro. And on keyboards, oh my God. Yes, can you move a little bit? This cat here, listen. When he plays, even if he's playing like chords, I forget what I'm playing because he'll play something and will mess me up. You know what I'm saying? Monster, just a monster. And him and T.Y. and Man, they've always played together. And I saw them at the Kingston Mines playing together, and they had me dancing. I couldn't sit in my seat. It was just unbelievable. But give it up for this guy. I'm so glad. I'm so honored that you're here with us. And I hope that we continue to all of us play together for a long time. Please give it up for Little John. Bad dude. And on trumpet, this guy here is I would consider him one of the new guys. He came highly recommended from Bob. And when he came to rehearsal and he played like the first song, it was so unbelievable. He just fit right in, a lot of heart. I gave him a solo, and I said, that's it. It's a wrap. Please give it up for Mr. Steve Thomas. Phenomenal. I know we don't have much time up here, but I got to acknowledge a couple of people before we go into the next song. My co-producer, executive producer, my partner in crime, please come up for 1 second. This man has been around the corner. He's one of the top radio DJs here in Chicago. He's been here for a very long time. I'd like to just have him say a couple words to you guys. He's famous as far as the DJs out here. He's a household name. He's supported me and many other musicians for many years. I wouldn't be up here if it wasn't for him. And I appreciate him. I love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Dave Freeman.
All right. How many of you have heard Bill Dickens before? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the greatest musicians in the history of the planet, in the history of Chicago. And I've known him since he was a little guy with 4 strings. Now he's got 7. He used to have 9. But just for a brief moment, I just want to take a brief second and ask Bill to do us a favor. Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? And can I get your attention to the stage for just one moment? Because I'm going to ask Bill to do something by himself for just a minute. I don't care if it's All the Things You Are around midnight, but I want you to hear him play something beautiful. See, he didn't know I was going to do this, but that's the kind of guy I am. So ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause. I don't know what he's going to do, but I know he's going to do the hell out of it. A round of applause for the great Bill Dickens.
Since you mentioned that, Dave, we lost a giant this week, an icon, and one of my friends for many years, Mr. B.B. King. So there's a song that I wrote. Actually, it was my first number one hit by Ramsey Lewis, and it was called Bernice. And I rewrote this song actually years later and called it My Old Friend, because so many of my friends that I've worked with over the years have started passing away. And I said, you know, I don't have a song for all these people, so I renamed the song My Old Friend. But before I go into the song, I have to tell you this little story about me and B.B. King and Bobby Blue Bland. I did a concert with these guys along with Ramsey many years ago, and what was so heavy about it was that I got a chance to eat with these guys. Now, I have to explain this to you. B.B. King had a catering service that he took on the road with him, and all the food was from the Deep South. If you don't know anything about the Deep South, let me tell you something. This food will put you to sleep. It will knock you straight out. So Ramsey told me, you know, I was about 23. He said, man, don't go back there with those cats, man. Don't go back there. Don't hang with them. I said, those are my heroes, man. I got to go at least talk to them. But you know what I was thinking, right? I get back there. They had collard greens, turnip greens, pigtails, pig feet, ham hocks, potato salad, macaroni and cheese, sweet potato pie, cherry cobbler, peach cobbler. It was about 50 trays. And B.B. had an entourage around 100 people. So I went up there and I ate with the guys, sat there and watched Bobby Blue Bland drink a whole fifth of Wild Turkey with no chaser. His eyes was bloodshot red, and he still got up there and killed. So after I ate, I went on stage. It was about 6,000 people in the audience, and they announced Ramsey Lewis. Ramsey came out, sat down at the piano, counted off the first song. It was just him and the drummer. They put the light on me, and I was like this. Ramsey looked at me. I was snoring. The spotlight was on me. All these people were looking, seeing me snoring, getting my sleep in. And Ramsey turned around, and everybody heard on the mic. He said, I told you not to go and eat with the people. Man, that was a day to remember. Well, I'm going to dedicate this song to him. I'm just going to play a little bit. You mind? All right. This is kind of inspired by James Taylor. He's one of my favorite guitar players, believe it or not, between him and Earl Klugh. So this song is called My Old Friend. I'm dedicating it to Mr. B.B. King, the King. Please give him a hand for B.B. King. He's up there looking down on us now. It wouldn't be rock and roll if it wasn't for B.B. It wouldn't be a Robert Cray. It wouldn't be a John Mayer. It wouldn't be any of these musicians out here doing what they're doing if it wasn't for B.B. King. This song is dedicated to him. It's for you, Mr. B.B. King. We're gonna miss you. All right, y'all. Thank you, Dave. So, okay, we done played The Truth. We done played Footprints. This is another song from my CD, and this is a ballad. One of my favorite songs on the CD. And this actually, Dave Freeman came up with this title, and it's a perfect time because it's May, and the weather's been a little weird because it's been pretty chilly, but today, you know, I went out with my leather coat on, and then I took it off, and it was just so hot. It was one of them days. It was just unbelievable, unpredictable. But before I play this song, I have to acknowledge my friends here. There's a person here that's taking pictures of me, and he's been one of my dearest friends for many years. He's a phenomenal keyboard player, a phenomenal songwriter, a phenomenal leader, a phenomenal director, a phenomenal vocal coach. I learn everything from him. Every time I spend time with him in rehearsal and he's teaching the choir and the praise team songs, he's a perfectionist. He's one of the best out here, one of the best minister of music people I have ever worked with. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a round of applause for the great Nate Chavis. Please. Please give it up for him. He's a I'm telling you. Thank you. We got the stadium crowd in here.